United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Wynne Elliott, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature program presented by United States Savings Bonds and this station as a public service. For future security, buy savings bonds and buy them regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond-a-month plan where you bank. Today's guest is Lou Ayres, one of Hollywood's most interesting personalities. He began his picture career in All Quiet on the Western Front. Since then, you've seen him in many fine performances. He will appear in a dramatic sketch written for his appearance on this program, immediately following the opening selection by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Mr. Sosnick's own arrangement of Tea for Two. Today's guest star. He's featured in a playlist, 6 Days to Go by Harry Lawrence. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lou Ayres.
Baldy Madison, big-time gangster, never gave up hope until the day they moved him to a cell in Murderer's Row. Then he knew that his last appeal had been denied. Here he is in a steel-walled cubbyhole, just 13 steps and 6 days away from the next room. A voice comes whispering through the bars of the cell door. No, it's not the voice of conscience. The voice of Baldy's lawyer.
Well, Baldy, I finally did it. I got hold of Dexter Stevens, big lawyer and politician. He's on his way over here now.
Yeah?
If Dexter Stevens wants to, he can spring you out of here, Baldy.
Well, he's got the connections, all right. And I got the dough to pay for it, too. On his way here now, huh?
That's right. We'll beat this thing in.
All right, Rockmore.
Well, I gotta go. Don't give up hope, Baldy. See you tomorrow.
Okay, Rocky. Dexter Stevens. Yeah, yeah.
Baldy, how many more days?
Hey, shut up in there.
6 more days, Baldy. Only 6 more days.
Shut up, you little punk. I'll never burn, I tell you. I'll beat the rap. I'll get out of here, do you understand? I'm getting out tomorrow.
Cut it out, Baldy. Cut it. You got a visitor.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Here he is, Mr. Stevens. I'll be right down the hall.
Thank you, Joe. So you're Baldy Madison. I'm Dexter Stevens.
Howdy, Mr. Stevens. Sure was swell of you to come here.
It's a pleasure, sir. Gives me great satisfaction to come here. To see you here.
Yeah? Well, now look, can you get me out of here?
Yes, I probably can.
Oh, gee.
As you may know, I've worked for years with one ambition. To gain power. The power to tell a judge or a governor what to do. I have that power now, Baldy, and I use it for my friends.
That's great. Now look, Mr. Stevens, I got dough. 400 grand in cold cash. Could you speak to the governor about me?
I have already spoken to the governor.
You did? What'd he say?
I told you I have power, Baldy. The governor has promised to do what I tell him to do.
Gee, that's fine.
Now then, you have $400,000, is that correct?
Sure. Now get me out of here and it's all yours.
I'll take it. But inasmuch as it might be construed as a bribe, the money will have to be paid to a third party.
Oh, sure. Sure, I understand.
Now, here's a check on your bank made out to the Children's Hospital of this city. It is marked for endowment of the James Carr Memorial Ward. Now, if I fill it in for $400,000, would you sign it?
Sure. Kids Hospital, huh? Well, that's a new way of covering up a payoff. Sure, I'll sign it.
Here you are. Check the pen.
Okay. There you are.
Thank you. The check is good, I trust.
I'm betting my life on it.
So you are. I told the governor you would be very happy to help endow the James Carr Memorial Ward because you once met James Carr.
Did I? I don't remember him.
You met him only once, very briefly. You see, James Carr was better known as Jimmy the Newsboy. 8 years ago, he sold papers on the corner of 6th and Walnut. My office overlooked that corner, and I knew Jimmy quite well. Very talented youngster.
Bright kid, huh?
Yes, Baldy. Paralysis in one leg forced him to walk with crutches, but he was still the smilingest newsboy I'll ever know. Well, one morning, 8 years ago, while I was looking out of my office window, I saw Jimmy crossing the street. A big black car came squealing around the corner. Jimmy, on his crutches, wasn't quick enough. The car ran him down. The driver looked back all right, and then kept right on going. He was a big shot. Nobody could touch him.
Well, that was tough.
The driver was questioned later, but as I say, he had influence. Nothing happened to him. But plenty happened to Jimmy. His right leg, that is, his good leg, was so badly injured it had to be removed. Jimmy never walked again. And weak from the shock of the accidents and the operation, he caught pneumonia and died. The James Carr Memorial Ward will be a monument to his memory.
Well, you mean you're really going to build it?
I'm not going to build it, Baldy. You're going to build it. You see, the man who killed Jimmy was a gangster like you. For years, he couldn't be touched. But one day, he made a mistake. Instead of using one of his hired killers to erase a certain man, he did the job himself, and he bungled it.
Well, how was I to know that... Hey, you were talking about me?
Yes, Baldy. You're the man who ran down Jimmy Carr. Jimmy was my friend. I use my power to help my friend. You're here because I want you to be here. You'll stay here because I want you to stay here. And you'll die because I want you to die.
But the governor. You said that the governor...
The governor will do what I tell him to do. I've told him to go on a fishing trip for 7 days.
Yeah, but wait. Now my check...
Your contribution to the James Carr Memorial Ward should make you happy. As long as you live.
Hey, wait. Wait. Hey, Mr. Stevens. Come back. Please. I'll do anything. Anything. Please.
more days, Baldy. Six more days.
Thank you, Lou Ayres. We'll have you back again in a minute or two. Now, the Savings Bonds Orchestra, conducted by Harry Sosnick, in his special arrangement of I Got Rhythm. Thank you, Harry Sosnick. Now, here is Lou Ayres back again, ladies and gentlemen, with a special message of interest to everyone. Mr. Ayres.
These days, I'm told, our national income is reaching the highest level in the history of America. Oh, that's fine. It means that more people are getting more money to buy more of the things they need. But there's a danger about it, too. Most of us are apt to forget that income may not always be as high as it is now. And then it will be important for every family to have an emergency fund to fall back on. Well, now, here's a suggestion. If you're on a payroll, why not join the payroll savings plan, where you work and buy United States savings bonds? Then a small sum set aside from your paycheck, whatever amount you decide on, is accumulated for you until there's enough for a bond, and then one is bought in your name. Entirely automatic. You'd be amazed how quickly those bonds will pile up, increasing in value day by day. When you need cash for some emergency, those bonds will be there, worth more than you paid for them. So, friends, I say buy savings bonds and buy them regularly. Thank you and goodbye.
Transcribed feature program, Guest Star, presented by this station each week at this time as a public service. Our guest today was Lou Ayres, radio and motion picture star, to whom we say thanks for a fine performance.
Assisting Lou Ayers in the playlet were Barton Yarborough, Jack Webb, and Gerald Moore. Direction was by Louis Graff. Music was by the Savings Bonds Orchestra under the direction of Harry Sosnick. Tune in again next week when we'll introduce another guest star. Meanwhile, this is Gwynne Elliott saying so long and reminding you that for safety and profit, there's no better way to save than through the regular systematic purchase of United States Savings Bonds.